Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Mateo's Hoop Diary. We're catching up with more Denver Nuggets, but first, if you haven't checked out our last episode, I was joined by the Five Reasons sports chief Ethan Skolnick for a discussion about the primes of LeBron James and Nikola Jokic. If you haven't yet, take a listen. But recently with the Denver Nuggets, we've learned that Jamal Murray has plantar fasciitis. It was something he revealed at the post-game press conference following the win over the Los Angeles Clippers on December 13th. This explains so much on why Jamal Murray has not been an all-star caliber player this year, which he has been for at least 3 years in his career. And, you know, that makes a lot of sense why he hasn't, you know, had the burst on the dribble and why he hasn't been willing to go to the body a lot of defenses to, you know, take pressure off Joker and the rest of the team. But as comforting as an explanation is, it's uncertain if he is out of the woods just yet because the only way to get better from plantar fasciitis is with rest. And again, it's uncertain if the time off that most teams got last week because of the Emirates Cup, which the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Thunder in, was enough for Jamal Murray to make a complete recovery, although he has been playing better as of late. And it's still something to monitor. Nonetheless, he was the guy who bailed out the Denver Nuggets on tour earlier this week in Sacramento. They were down in this game, and he had a 15-point fourth quarter on 5 of 7 shots, including hitting 3 of those baskets in the last 4 minutes after the group was down 10 points, and he hit the game-winning shot on a two-man action with the Joker after getting 3 screens and hitting the shot in the middle. It was, without a doubt, his top showing of the season, or best 12 minutes by far. And you were hoping that, you know, the team would ride that high, you know, into the next game, you know, and start, you know, building something, of course. But they blew it against one of the basement teams 2 nights later, the Portland Trail Blazers, a close game at the Horn. Anthony Simons broke down Russell Westbrook and hit a layup on the right side off the glass. And Nikola Jokic, the MVP, failed to provide some help defense as the backline defender to disrupt or block the shot. And that was the game. You know, the defense being terrible, and I've said this, you know, many times already on these episodes, was the story of this game. But I need to mention first how the offense was not really a problem. And that needs to be mentioned because you've looked around plenty of nights and you've been like, man, you know, the Joker needs some help. You know, he definitely got it from Jamal. He definitely got it from Russell Westbrook, you know, late in this game. And, you know, they were getting out in transition for at least, you know, 18% of their possessions. They were hitting 3-point shots. They also had a huge comeback, you know, late in the fourth quarter, but, you know, which Russell Westbrook was involved in practically all of, but the defense was bad because they failed to really pressure dribble penetration, especially on screen rolls, which exposed areas of the floor. And, you know, Nikola Jokic looked very bad guarding at least 3 of these possessions because someone like Simons or was it Kamara got into their, you know, sweet spot in front of him, and all he did was take a swipe at, you know, the ball, and that's not enough. You have to have your hand up, and if your hand isn't up, you're probably going to be the man down. He looked very bad on three of those, you know, not counting the late, you know, pivotal moment where Portland won the game. But it was embarrassing for him. And on top of that, the team had suspect transition defense. And this wasn't even a night they turned the ball over a lot, you know, on a couple of turnovers, you know, that they didn't get back in time. But Portland just had the extra effort to boat race them down the floor, which they did for a good amount of points. And the biggest problem was the effort to finish defensive possessions. They got killed on the offense, or excuse me, on the defensive glass, resulting in the Portland Trailblazers scoring 21 second chance points. That's just hard to overcome. You're really beating yourselves when you're letting an inferior team get that nasty and pummel you, you know, at close range like that. Anyways, this is going to be a game that, you know, later on in the season, when you look at the standings and how everybody's jammed on top of each other, it's really going to sting, because this is a team that's been, you know, struggling for a long time. Now, aside from, you know, the consistent nature of this team being a couple steps forward, then one or two backward, there is no reason to believe they are anything different, because we are at the one-third mark of the season. There doesn't need to be any more of a sample size. This is who this team is, unless there is some serious change, and perhaps there could be, because as Sam Amick and Tony Jones of the Athletic have reported, there is interest from the Nuggets in Chicago's Zach LaVine. Now, that's an all-star caliber player. He's been named to the game twice in his career. So to get him, you would need to give up Michael Porter Jr. and Zeke Nnaji. However, Casey Johnson, a reporter out of the Chicago area, has informed the public that the Bulls are not interested in Zeke Nnaji. And who could blame them for that? Because since Zeke has been a pro, he has not been an impactful big man. So this means a third team would need to get involved for this to happen, which certainly complicates things more, although it's still possible. And if there is an avenue, you know, for the Nuggets to get this done, they should full speed ahead, you know, go at it, because they need to help Nikola Jokic as he finishes the second half of his prime. I say the second half of his prime because that's what Calvin Booth said in his interview with The Ringer before the season. Now, getting more into why this is the trade to make for this team right now, Zach LaVine does everything on offense better than Michael Porter Jr. Michael is a sniper, and he has also gotten better as someone who on catch and go moves, when he's curling around a screen to take the ball to the basket. He's gotten a lot better at that, but he's not someone who you can give the ball to take pressure off the Joker, and he's not going to be someone who commands any double teams. The way Zach LaVine is a shot creator, he can do that. And here's the thing, that's the, you know, the cherry on top for this. He is better as a catch and shoot player than Michael this year. Michael is still very sharp, logging 57% of effective field goals on all catch and shoot opportunities. Zach LaVine is at 63.8% on those shots. That's just a huge difference in efficiency. And when you factor in what's happening on the dribble, it's not even close. If you bring in Zach, you give Nikola Jokic another high-caliber weapon out of the holster. And this also can work because Jamal Murray is someone who played off guard early in his career. And because he is a very good marksman, he is going to this will work, because the type of separation Jokic and Zach LaVine hypothetically could get on their actions, the perimeter would be exposed, and Murray could transition to being a shorter version of Michael Porter Jr. You know, you think about, you know, size and how Porter is bigger. Yeah, that's That hurts because Zach LaVine is around 6'4 and a half, 6'5 ish, and Michael Porter is 6'10 ish and a half. You know, that's certainly impactful for, you know, help defense opportunities and rebounding. He certainly wasn't good in the rebounding department against the Blazers, but he could be when he is engaged. The size certainly is a nice feature to lose, or a tough feature to lose, I should say, rather. But, you know, the level of impact that Zach brings to this team and how he can, you know, pretty much lower Nikola Jokic's minutes immediately is something that needs to be more than considered, and it probably needs to be pursued, because Jokic with this team is one of the league leaders in minutes, and it just seems like he's gonna burn himself out if he doesn't get reinforcements at some point in this season, and eventually that would mean a early exit for the Nuggets in the playoffs, and that's just such a waste considering how good he is, and all this team needs is one high level second option next to him to activate all the other pieces further and put this group back into contention. It's all they need, and a lot of people I know are down on Zach LaVine. They'll say, how big has his impact been on winning throughout his career? Well, he hasn't really been on too many good teams. He was in Minnesota until he was the main feature traded for Jimmy Butler back in 2017, and he's been in Chicago ever since and been a very good player there. But so you can't completely judge a player based off the quality of his teammates, although there have been some good players who joined him there, but the run was short-lived. DeMar DeRozan was there for a few cups of coffee. Lonzo Ball got hurt almost immediately. But listen, you can't just look at his resume or his team's resume and their lack of playoff success and be like, ah, that's all Zach LaVine's fault. Look at him play and see what type of impact that could have when he is the second option next to Nikola Jokic. That's what I leave everyone with, and thank you all for listening. Take care.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.